Read a little bit on the Ravenna game once again here last night, but still, hey, 3-1, off to still a good start. Did you have a feeling going in this season with the kids coming back that this could be a pretty good team this year?
Well, I did. You know, even though we only returned two starters, a number of other kids saw some minutes, and so, you know, I was pretty encouraged about what we would have. And so, yeah, so far so good.
Ravenna game, was that a close one throughout? Had your chances on that one?
Yeah, you know, we got off to a great start. Shot 58% or something in the first quarter, led by 10, 11 points, and struggled with turnovers the rest of the game. And defensively, they took advantage of our turnovers and scored over half their points off of our turnovers. So we have to just find a way to do a better job at taking care of the basketball.
See, a kind of a good mixture of juniors and seniors, but it looks like at least that game last night, looking at the box score, your juniors do the majority of the scoring for you.
They do, without question. Callie Squires has kind of led us. She's averaging, I think, a double-double, and the other two juniors, Avery Mandernack and London Carnes, have had pretty good games, and, you know, so I'm encouraged by their scoring, and I'd like to see some our seniors step up a little bit more at times.
I see you played about seven against Ravenna. You're trying to maybe expand that a little bit more. You stretch out that bench maybe as you get into Christmas, January games?
You know, we've been playing about 10 kids off and on. Some of the girls, some of the 8, 9, and 10, sometimes aren't getting a whole lot of minutes. But, you know, we're really trying. We've got a freshman and a sophomore we're trying to mix in there, and a couple seniors off the bench. And so we're really trying to mix those kids in as we go along, and because I don't want to play our starters 30 minutes. And so so hopefully we'll continue to do that and get the minutes balanced out a little bit more.
I know that would consider Ravenna probably your first big test, or it's not a bad team I see. And some of the other ones not bad teams, but Ravenna was kind of the one first big test for you last night.
Yeah, it was. And we knew going in, and we had a battle last year, and the same type of game this year. And like I said, their defensive pressure is difficult to handle sometimes, and our guards just needed to do a little bit better job.
Last game of the week for you, Coach, making a road trip over to McCook, and I'm trying to think. We've been to your place. I'm trying to think last time that you were here in McCook, because it's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it hasn't. I don't know if the girls ever have. The guys, for a while, had a home and home with McCook, but I don't think the girls have ever been there. So kind of exciting. Go to a new school, and looks like a great atmosphere from what I can see on film, and so it should be fun.
Got a holiday tournament, that Amherst holiday tournament. That's always kind of a good one to go to right after the Christmas break, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's four really good teams, us and Amherst and York and St. Cecilia, and it's always a battle. We were fortunate last year. Won the first game against Amherst and lost in double overtime to St. Cecilia. And, you know, it's going to be a battle no matter who you play. And so, but, again, those games are the type of games that make you better going down the road.
And then when you get into late January, that conference tournament, I'm sure, is going to be another tough one this year, isn't it?
It always is. Centennial Conference is pretty tough. A lot of rated teams this year, so it's always a challenge, and we look forward to that.